This is Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. The closing of Vermont's only school for the deaf has opened new debate about the best way to educate deaf and hard of hearing children. For decades, mainstreaming in public schools has been seen as a more enlightened alternative to residential schools for the deaf. Now some Vermonters are questioning that assumption, as VPR's Susan Keese reports.
This fall, deaf and hard of hearing Vermonters and their allies held a rally at the State House in Montpelier. The event was organized by alumni of the Austin School for the Deaf in Brattleboro. The school closed in June after years of shrinking enrollment, ushered in by laws requiring public schools to appropriately educate children with disabilities. The rally's sponsors say a school for the deaf is needed in Vermont. Evelyn Dixon is the hearing mother of a deaf toddler. She was one of several speakers at the rally who want the state to reopen Austin or start a new program for hearing impaired students.
What we are asking for is fairly simple. He needs a school for the deaf or more support at the school he attends.
Dixon lives in Berlin with her fiancé Zach Sherman and their sons, 3.5-year-old Paxton and his younger brother Calvin. Dixon says Paxton was 3 weeks old when the family learned he was profoundly deaf.
It was devastating. You know, deaf was a new term to us. We had to quickly think of how we were going to raise him, how we were going to speak and communicate with him, everything.
The family quickly started working with an advisor from the state's early intervention program for hearing impaired infants and their parents. Dixon says sending Paxton to public school eventually seemed like the best plan at the time.
And our goal from day one, because we didn't know any better, was we want him to be like us and to communicate like us. So we decided, we'll teach him how to speak someday. Our parent advisor, taught us skills on teaching him how to learn to listen, like to tune into what we're saying and practicing speech skills.
But Paxton still doesn't speak. A cochlear implant hasn't seemed to make much difference, and his family is rethinking their approach to Paxton's education.
We were never really told our full options, I don't feel like. And I feel like it was more of a biased opinion towards spoken language versus sign language.
The early intervention program did provide the family with a deaf mentor. She came for an hour twice a week to introduce them to deaf culture and American Sign Language, or ASL. Dixon noticed that Paxton was quick to learn the visual language. Looking back, she wishes they'd spent more time learning ASL. They're doing that now.
Just to give him a language, a way of communicating with us, with his peers. He can always learn to speak down the road.
Even with an interpreter, Paxton's parents say he misses a lot in his public preschool. Recently, Dixon attended a conference at a school for the deaf in Massachusetts and took Paxton with her.
He was just so into it, watching everybody signing, and he understood what was going on. He understood his environment. He understood what was happening. At Berlin Elementary School, when I drop him off in the morning, he's screaming bloody murder when I'm trying to walk out of there.
John Fisher, the deputy secretary of the Vermont Agency of Education, says public schools offer students with disabilities the least restrictive environment required by law.
This is an inclusive learning environment, and that's why you will see across the country the trends that have occurred with mainstreaming versus a residential setting.
Fisher points out that 650 students with varying degrees of hearing loss are currently being mainstreamed by choice in Vermont schools. They work with consultants trained in technologies that enhance classroom learning for many hearing impaired students. Fisher says only 4 Vermont students were at Austin when the school closed. He says the numbers speak for themselves. But a position paper by the National Association of the Deaf says public schools may not be the least restrictive environment for many deaf students. Quote, no other educational setting can offer the spontaneity and freedom of communication found in schools for the deaf, the policy statement says. Austin alumnus Bill Hudson is a counselor for the deaf and hard of hearing at the Vermont Vocational Rehabilitation Office in Burlington. Hudson, who was mainstreamed until he was 11, thinks many of his clients who are struggling now would have been better off in a school for the deaf.
They miss a lot of the student interactions and conversations going around in the classroom and outside of school. The interpreters do a good job, but they can't catch everything, as opposed to a school for the deaf, everybody signs, so you catch everything.
Austin alumnus James Tucker is now the superintendent of the Maryland School for the Deaf. He also helped organize the rally in Montpelier. Tucker says Austin wasn't providing that ideal environment when it closed. It didn't have enough students, and its academic offerings had slipped badly. He says rebuilding Austin or a new school would take time. Tucker suspects that some of those 650 deaf or hard-of-hearing students in Vermont's public schools might thrive at a deaf school. He spoke through an ASL interpreter.
Nobody knows what's happening with the 650 kids. Nobody knows. Are they doing fine? Are they reading and writing on grade level? Are they socially isolated? Are they happy? I mean, we don't know. No data is gathered.
Fisher, the deputy education secretary, says the numbers of deaf and hard of hearing students in Vermont are so small that many districts have just one or two. He says it's hard to isolate information about those students without violating their privacy. But Fisher says the educators and consultants who advise Vermont's hearing impaired children and their families are professionals who know what they're doing. James Tucker says it doesn't make sense that few, if any, deaf professionals are among those consultants. Tucker and other leaders in Vermont's deaf community hope that will change. They've brought their concerns to state officials and legislators. Meanwhile, Paxton and his family are visiting schools for the deaf in other states. They say they'll move if they have to, but they'd rather stay here. They say they'll move if they have to, but they'd rather stay here. For VPR News, I'm Susan Keyes.
And VPR would like to hear from deaf or hard-of-hearing students who are being successfully mainstreamed. Send us a message at news@vpr.net.